Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Game two between the Milwaukee Brewers and the San Francisco Giants, and these are the two teams with the best records in the National League. What a game last night. The Brewers ended up winning it 2-1 in 10 innings, and it was a very tight game the whole way. For the Giants, Webb pitched an excellent game. 6 innings, 3 hits, a run, a walk, and 9 strikeouts. He retired 11 straight at one point. The Giants then turned it over to Dominic Leone and Rogers and McGee to get it to the 10th inning. But the Giants then ran into someone who looks like a softball player. He's from Elk Grove, and boy, this guy can swing the bat. And that is Rowdy Tellez against Harleen Garcia. And Tellez, with the ghost runner on second base, hit one down the left field line. And the Brewers plated their second run, and that was a winning run as they beat the Giants 2-1 in 10 innings last night at American Family Field. What happened to Miller Park? I always enjoyed that name a lot better. For the San Francisco Giants last night, they hit the ball hard in the air, and they hit it right at people. The Brewers are a team that they do not hit very well, but they do have a lineup that looks like it can give you trouble. They pitch really well, and last night for the Brewers, the story was Corbin Burnes from St. Mary's. 105 pitches for him, 7 innings, 4 hits, a run, a home run, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Now, this is a 1-1 game into the 10th inning. How does it get there? Brandon Belt hits homer number 150 of his career to tie the game up after Avisal Garcia one-handed a home run prior to that to give the Brewers a 1-0 lead. The game had its moment, though, and that was with Mike Yastrzemski making a tremendous catch against the center field wall off the bat of Rowdy Tellez. And if you remember your baseball history, Pete Reiser was one of the great players in the early 1940s. He was going to be a Mickey Mantle kind of player, but he ran into the wall trying to catch balls just like Yastrzemski did last night. Now, for Yaz, he has a little bit of padding, but there's concrete behind it. And he made a tremendous, tremendous catch, and that saved an extra base hit off the bat of Tellez one more time. So for the Brewers, they went to Boxberger, to Suter, to Williams, and that was the way it ended up, with Suter pitching the last inning and getting the win for Milwaukee. For Burnes, he went 7 innings against the Giants. That is only the 11th time a pitcher has gone 7 innings against this ball club. The Giant lineup was terrific last night. Boy, this is a big addition, getting Belt back and La Stella. And just think about Longoria coming back as well, and now Chris Bryant in the lineup. This is a lineup that can do a lot of damage. Well, last night they lose it 2-1, and they come back today to try to square the series with Aaron Sanchez against Brandon Woodruff. Let's take a look at the standings as we get ready for baseball here on this Saturday. By the way, the Brewers are ravaged by COVID. Yelich is still out. Hader is out. Hauser, one of their starting pitchers, he had a no-hitter into the seventh inning in his last start. It's a problem for the Brewers, but they prevailed last night over the Giants 2-1. All right, the Giants are 69-41. They have 52 games to go. The Dodgers are 65-45. They are 4 back with 52 to go. The Padres, 62-49. They are 7.5 back, but 8 in the loss column with 51 to go there. And they are only 2.5 games ahead of the Cincinnati Reds. And the Reds get the Pirates again today, Gutierrez and Keller. So the Reds should be scoring some runs today. They're 59-51. They're 2.5 back now of San Diego. Now, Milwaukee has got a 7-game lead in the Central over the Cincinnati Reds. But this is an interesting race that's developing in baseball, especially in the East as well. Of course, we'll talk about that during the show today with the Mets, the Phillies, and the Braves. The Dodgers last night lost to the Angels. That was a 4-3, 10-inning game. The Dodgers are now 2-12 in extra-inning games. They've lost 11 straight. The record is 12, held by the 69 Expos, and that was an expansion team. But the Dodgers lose it last night 4-3 in 10, and today it is Urias and Barria for the Dodgers and Angels in that one. The Padres had a 5-0 lead over the Diamondbacks, and I guess the fate of baseball evens out after a while, because the Diamondbacks came back and beat the Padres 8-5 last night, and today it is Widener against Yu Darvish there in that game. By the way, the Angels have won four straight and are giving the Dodgers everything they can handle. Trey Turner did get in the game last night, but Mookie Betts left the game last night as that hip was bothering him again. So here we go. Brewers, Giants, the teams with the two best records in the National League at American Family Field. Pitching for the Giants today, it is Aaron Sanchez, 29 years old, 159th game, 103rd start. He's 6'4", 210. Now, for Sanchez, he may be fighting for his 2021 position on this pitching staff. He is now 1-1 with a 297 earned run average, but that fastball has not been there. The curveball is what he relies on. But his whip is 1.26, and really, he hasn't pitched that badly. It's just that we're expecting to see the heat from him, and we're not getting it. He's gone 33 innings, 28 hits, only two homers, 14 walks, and 26 strikeouts. Lefties, 12 for 56. That's barely above 200 with a couple of homers. Righty, 16 for 71. So that's well below 250, and they haven't hit a homer off him yet. First pitch, 6 for 15, and he hasn't given up a solo yet for him. But runners in scoring position, 7 for 27 with two out, 4 for 15. And really, his numbers are decent. First time through the lineup, 13 for 64. Second time through, 10 for 50. That's 200. Third time through, he'll be gone. 5 for 13 with one of the home runs. Now you can run on him because of that big curveball. So whoever's doing the catching today for the Giants will have their hands full if the Brewers want to do that. The Brewers don't seem to score a lot of runs. They have a good lineup, but they are down near the bottom of the offensive statistics in the National League. 5 stolen bases, no caught stealing against Aaron Sanchez. Adames, 3 for 7. Jackie Bradley Jr., 5 for 21 with a homer. Kane, 1 for 5. Escobar from Arizona, 1 for 6 with a homer. Garcia, 1 for 8. And the catcher, Nevarez, 0 for 2. So I know everyone's thinking about Aaron Sanchez. It's a bullpen game, but he may be able to give the Giants a little bit of length today. We'll see. He does have better numbers than you think, and he's a smart pitcher and trying to work it back from some physical damage. The other side of the coin, and this will be the issue for the Giants today, 28-year-old Brandon Woodruff goes his 69th Major League start. He's 7-6 with a 2.26 earned run average. The whip is 0.88, and he is a twin with Corbin Burnes and with Peralta as well. He is in 21 games, and here are the numbers. 131 innings, 83 hits, 33 runs, 10 homers in 131 innings. Pretty good. But that's 32 walks and 152 strikeouts. And like Burnes, although the Giants put pressure on Burnes last night, they really did. They just couldn't come through with that big hit when they needed it. Only 32 walks, 152 strikeouts for him. Now, in his career, his high is 121 innings. He's at 131 right now. So this is new territory for Brandon Woodruff. His last 15 days, he's 0-2, 12 and a third innings, 6 runs given up, 3 walks and 15 strikeouts. And the two teams are hitting 277 against him in his last 15 days, and he is 0-2. But the numbers, like Kevin Gausman and everyone else who's just off the charts, runners in scoring position, 169. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 162. First time through, 190 with 5 homers. Second time through, 161 without a homer. Third time through, 185 with 5 homers. So, lefties, 167 with 3 homers. Righties, 192 with 7. So, we'll have to see. It'll be interesting to see the lineup that Gabe Kapler puts out there today. He's got a good bench, I'll tell you that. Pinch hitters last night were 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. But he has players that he could go to on the bench. This Giants lineup, telling you, this is the best I've seen all year, and now they've just got to produce. But they are 1-8, 1-9, if you want to include the pitcher. They can give you trouble, and they didn't get it done last night, but we'll see what they do tonight with Brandon Woodruff. So that's our setup. Aaron Sanchez, Brandon Woodruff. Giants are in first place, 4 over the Dodgers. Milwaukee, first place, 7 over the Cincinnati Reds, the charging Cincinnati Reds, and the Mets are out of first place. How about that? The Phillies are now in first place in the National League East. All right, we've got a great show for you today. Coming up is Susan Slusser of the Chronicle. Bill and I will chat with her right after this on KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.